Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Mem Abraham Ram Goldhar, and here with Zekas Yavamas Daf Nintal, the sixth parak Habal Yabimto. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda said, Yashen lo kana be Yabimto. If the Yavam had relations while he was sleeping, he's not kona as Yavama as his wife. For the pasuk states, Yavama Yabo Aleha, her Yavam shall come upon her, which implies Ad Mechavim lo Hashem Bia, until he has kavana for the sake of having relations with her. When the Gemara brings conflicting brises that teach that Yibum takes effect whether the Yavam or Yavam were awake or asleep, it answers that the brises were dealing b'misnamnim, with one who is only dozing, and Rav Yehuda was referring to someone fully asleep. Rav Ashi defines dozing as nim lo nim, tir lo tir. He's asleep, but not fully asleep. He's awake, but not fully awake. So that if people call him, he responds, but he's not awake enough that he could give a response that requires a svor, a reasoning, but reminded of something he remembers. Pointing to the Mishnah, it said, Echad ma'ara, whether one only begins the act of relations, the Yibum is vowed. Ula said, Menanu ha'ara minator. Where is it known that the beginning of relations is forbidden in the Torah? But the Pasuk states, Ve'ish asher yishkav es isha dava v'gilas ervasa es makora ha'ara. A man who lies with a woman in her affliction, referring to Anita, and has uncovered her nakedness, he has made naked her source. The term ha'ara, made naked, refers to the beginning of relations. The Gemara then goes to an extensive search to learn how we know that ha'ara applies to all arayas and not just to Anita, and finally concludes that it's learned from the pasuk that comes from the listing of all the arayas. For if anyone commits any of these abominations, the persons doing so will be cut off from among the people. Since this pasuk refers to all the arayas and the nida, the Torah is making a hekesh between them to teach that just as a nida is forbidden with ahara, so too all the arayas are forbidden with ahara. And pointing with you, the Gemara inquires why the pasuk of Eshes Ach mentions a nida and answers that it was needed for what Rav Huna had asked. Remez le yavamisha asur b'chai ba'ala menayin. Where is there a remez in the Torah to the law that a yavama is forbidden to marry her brother-in-law even during her husband's lifetime after he divorced her? When the Gemara says that it is a svara and does not require a remez, for if the Torah had only permitted a yavama to marry her brother-in-law after her husband's death, then it follows that during his lifetime, even if they're divorced, then she's forbidden. It rejects this logic, for perhaps the Torah means that after the husband's death, it's a mitzvah for the yavam to marry her, but during his lifetime, the yavam has rishus to marry her. Alternatively, perhaps he may marry her after husband's death, but not during his lifetime, and since the rule is lav haba mechul ase, a negative mitzvah that is derived from a positive mitzvah, which in this case refers to doing yibum, only as the force of an ase, we would not know that an eshes ach is an issacharis. Therefore, the pasuk teaches that an eshes ach is like a nida. Man nida afo pishayesh lehetu achmekan, b'shas isura b'karis, just as a nida is permitted at a later time, yet is subject to karis at the time of iser, so to a brother's wife, even though she's permitted at a later time, if her husband dies childless, she is nevertheless subject to an issacharis during her husband's lifetime. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Yehuda said, Yashin lo kana b'yavimto. If the yavam had relations while he was sleeping, he is not kona his yavam as his wife. But the pasuk states, Yavama yavo haleh, her yavam shall come upon her, which implies, ad mechavan lo l'shem bia, until he has kavana for the sake of having relations with her. When the Gemara brings conflicting brises that teach that Yibum takes effect whether the Yavam or Yavam were awake or asleep, it answers that the brises were dealing b'misnamnim, with one who is only dozing, and Rav Yehuda was referring to someone fully asleep. Rav Ashi defines dozing as nim lo nim, tir lo tir. He's asleep, but not fully asleep. He's awake, but not fully awake. So that if people call him, he responds, but he's not awake enough that he could give a response that requires a svor, a reasoning, but reminded of something he remembers. Pointing to the Mishnah, it said, Echad ma'ara, whether one only begins the act of relations, the Yibum is vowed. Ula said, Menanu ha'ara minator. Where is it known that the beginning of relations is forbidden in the Torah? For the pasuk states, Ve'ish asher yishkav es isha dava v'gilas ervasa es makora ha'ara. A man who lies with a woman in her affliction, referring to Anita, and has uncovered her nakedness, he has made naked her source. The term ha'ara, made naked, refers to the beginning of relations. The Gemara then goes to an extensive search to learn how we know that ha'ara applies to all arayas and not just to Anita, and finally concludes that it's learned from the pasuk that comes from the listing of all the arayas. For if anyone commits any of these abominations, the persons doing so will be cut off from among the people. Since this pasuk refers to all the arayas and the nida, the Torah is making a hekesh between them to teach that just as a nida is forbidden with ahara, so too all the arayas are forbidden with ahara. And pointing with you, the Gemara inquires why the pasuk of Eshes Ach mentions a nida and answers that it was needed for what Rav Huna had asked. Remez le yavamisha asur b'chai ba'ala menayin. Where is there a remez in the Torah to the law that a yavama is forbidden to marry her brother-in-law even during her husband's lifetime after he divorced her? When the Gemara says that it is a svara and does not require a remez, for if the Torah had only permitted a yavama to marry her brother-in-law after her husband's death, than it follows it during his lifetime, even if they're divorced and she's forbidden. It rejects this logic, for perhaps the Torah means that after the husband's death, it's a mitzvah the yavam to marry her. But during his lifetime, the yavam has reshus to marry her. Alternatively, perhaps he may marry her after her husband's death, but not during his lifetime. And since the rule is lav haba mechu ase, a negative mitzvah that is derived from a positive mitzvah, which in this case refers to doing yibum, only as the force of an ase, we would not know that an eshes ach is an isakaris. Therefore, the pasuk teaches that an eshes ach is like a nida. Just as a nida is permitted at a later time, yet is subject to karis at the time of iser, so to a brother's wife, even though she's permitted at a later time, if her husband dies childless, she is nevertheless subject to an iser karis during her husband's lifetime. All right, so now we go to siman daf nun dalet, and our standard siman is noodle, and we often use a pasta chef in the siman. Here goes. The dozing pasta chef Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles was in the cupboard, and answer affirmatively that the source for Haran, the Torah, is based on a hekesh of the Arayos to Anida, was totally incapable of explaining that Nida in the Pasuk of Eshazach teaches that an Eshazach is an Issacharis during the lifetime of the husband. Once again, slow motion. The dozing pasta chef, Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles, pasta chef, that must be more daf nindalit. The dozing pasta chef Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles was in the cupboard, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said, Yashin lo kanav yavimto, if the Yavam had relations while he was sleeping, he's not kon as Yavam, as his wife. For the pasuk states, Yavam yavo aleha, her Yavam shall come upon her, which implies that the mechavan lo shem bia, until he is kavana for the sake of having relations with her. The Gemara clarifies that if he were dozing, he is kon his Yavam. Rav Ashi defines dozing as he's asleep, but not fully asleep, he's awake, but not fully awake. So that the people call him, he responds, but he's not awake enough that he could give a response that requires svora. But when reminded of something, he remembers. So the dozing pasta chef Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles was in the cupboard, and answer affirmatively that the sources of Hara in the Torah is based on a hekesh of the Arayos to Anida, was totally incapable of explaining that Nida in the pasuk of Eshazach teaches that an Eshazach is an Issacharis during the lifetime of the husband, which reminds us that Nida mentioned the pasuk of Eshazach teaches that an Eshazach is an Issacharis during a husband's lifetime after divorce, just as a Nida is permitted at a later time, yet is subject to Karis at the time of Isser, so to a brother's wife, even though she's permitted at a later time, if her husband dies childless, she is nevertheless subject to an Issacharis during a husband's lifetime. So once again, the dozing pasta chef, Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles was in the cupboard, and answer affirmatively that the source of Hara in the Torah is based on a hekesh of the Arias to Anida, was totally incapable of explaining the need in the pasuk of Eshazach teaches that an Eshazach is an Issacharis during the lifetime of the husband. All right, now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Nun, so the simmer Daf Nun is a nincompoop. So here goes. The nincompoop, that must be more in Daf Nun. The nincompoop who want to add years onto his life, which reminds us, the third contradiction that Menashe brought against Yishai addressed the question of whether Kodesh Baruch Hu will add years onto a person's life. Moshe Rabbeinu had said regarding the barachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu will bestow upon the Jewish people, es mispar yamecha amaleh, the number of your days I shall fill out, which implies that Hashem will not add years onto one's life, he'll just fill them out. But Yishai had said to Menashe's father, Chizkiyahu, Hosafti al yamecha chamishu seishana, Hashem said, I will add 15 years to your life. The Gemara brings a braisa that the correct resolution to this contradiction is a malchokas tanaim. So the nincompoop who want to add years onto his life by doing what he thought was a hiddur mitzvah of giving a get after a get, which reminds us, the opening mission, the fifth parak states from the Gamliel says, "Ein get acher get, vein mimer acher mimer." There's no validity to a get after a get, nor to a mimer after a mimer, but the Chachamim hold that there is a get after a get and mimer after a mimer. Rashi explains Rav Gamliel as a suffix whether a get given by Yavam is effective in rejecting the Yavama from Yibum. If the first get is effective, then it's paka the zika from all the Yavamas and all the brothers like Chalitza, and the second get is regarded as having been given to a stranger. If it's not effective, then neither the get given to the first or second Yavama has any validity, and therefore the giver of the second get is permitted to marry her relatives. According to the Chachamim, the get is partially valid in the Rabbanan, but does not uproot the zika completely. It's effective to preclude the Yavam from doing Yibum with the first Yavama, but he must still do Chalitza, since there is some zika still extant. A get given to the second Yavama is also valid and prohibits the Yavama from marrying her relatives. So the nincompoop wanted to add years onto his life by doing what he thought was a hiddur mitzvah of giving a get after a get, often confused giving a get and doing chalitza, since they both release a woman. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains the reason, according to the Rabbanan, a get given to one Yavama is effective is because, in general, a get is effective for divorce. And if you would say that it has no effect when given to a Yavama and doesn't disqualify her from Yibum, people will say, get lahotzia v'chalitza lahotzia. A get releases a woman and a chalitza releases a woman. And since a get given to a Yavama has no effect in prohibiting Yibum, so to chalitza has no effect in prohibiting Yibum. People won't realize that in the case of a chalitza, she's prohibited to the Yavam because of the Isser, Kevin Shulban Eshuv lo Yivne. Once he did not build, he shall never again build. Daf Nunav. So the Simmer Daf Nunav is a gnawing beaver. A gnawing beaver. So here goes. When the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam, that must be around Daf Nun Aleph. Beaver, based on gnawing beaver. When the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam where Mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, which reminds us, Abai challenges Rava's reason for Mangamliel's position of Ein Get Ach Get Ve'Ein Mimer Ach Mimer. He holds that it is Pashut for Mangamliel that a get is Doche Yivam to some extent and that Mimer is Kona Yavam to some extent, but a get after Mimer or a Mimer after get is effective. Rashi explains that when Mimer is performed first, the Yavam is partially married to the Yavam, leaving the Zika partially intact. Therefore, a get given second has some effect. When a get is given first, it affects a partial rejection, leaving the Zika partially intact for a subsequent Mimer to take effect. So, when the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam where Mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, overheard his brothers insist they each had a right to do Mimer and give a get, which reminds us, Abaye said that the reason the Rabbanan hold that yesh get archer get, but yesh mimer archer mimer, is that the Rabbanan enacted a get and mimer with each and every Yavama. Rashi explains that one cannot say that the first get affects rejection to the full extent possible for all the widows from all the brothers. Rather, it only affects rejection of the widow who received from the Yavam that gave it. It still leaves open the possibility of this Yavam giving a get to another Yavama, or for the other brothers to give a get even to this Yavama. The same applies regarding Mimer. So, when the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam where Mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, overheard his brothers insist they each had a right to do Mimer and give a get, he sent a beaver with a message to tell a brother who did Mimer with two Yavamas that he better do Chalitza with the first, lest he do Yibum with the second. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brayta that if one did Mimer with one Yavama and did Mimer with another one, Rabbi Gamliel says that he gives a get to the first Yavama and does Chalitza with her, and is forbidden to her relatives, but is permitted to the relatives of the second one. The reason why Rabbi Gamliel requires the first one to receive a chalitza, even though the second mimer is not effective, and seemingly he should be able to do yibum with the first one, is that it's a gezerah lest he come to perform yibum with the second one instead. Since the first one is considered his wife, mid the Rabbanan, he will be transgressing on a rabbinic level the isra of building two houses. Daf Nun Beis, so the Simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. When the newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. When the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed a Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, which reminds us, a Yavam gets Makas Mardus if he had relations with Yavama without doing Mimer first, and that Rav would give Makas Mardus to one who's Makadish Bebia, one who's Makadish a woman through relations, Manda Makadish Beshukka, one is Makadish a woman in the marketplace, which Rashi explains means even if he does with money, or a star, since this is lowly and licentious, and one who is Mekadosh a woman without a prior agreement to enter into marriage, which is permissive behavior. So, when the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, well, Basin showed the Yavam an example of the star Ksuba Yavamin that he should have written, which reminds us we learn how Mimer is done with Kesev or Shava Kesev, and what the text is for star Ksuba's Yavamin. So when the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, while Basin showed the Yavam an example of the Shtar Ksuba Yavamim that he should have written, he was relieved to learn that for being Mekadosh Yavama that he'd already done Chalitza with, he would only have to give her a get. Which reminds us, we have Malkokas in a case of a Cholitz of Bimto v'chaz v'kitsha regarding one who does Chalitza to his Yavama and then returns it, and it's Mekadosh. Revi says, im kitsha l'shum ishus, if he was Mekadosh for marriage in general, she needs a get from him, but l'shum yabmas, if he did it for the sake of a Yibum-related marriage, she does not require a get. But the Chachamim say that in both cases, she requires a get. The Gemara brings a bias explanation of the Malkokas. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. The flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince. Nigerian prince? That must be Ron Duff Nun Gimel. The flamboyant Yavam got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to the Mekadesh Chalutza was Zika's Yavamin. Which reminds us, Rava gives a different explanation for the Malchok who's been revving the Chachamim regarding Hacholetz Avimto v'chaz v'kitcha, one who does Chalitza to his Yavama and then returns and is Mekadesher, saying that everyone agrees that if he was Mekadesher with Maimer of Yavamin, it's effective. They disagree if they said he's Gajli b'Zika's Yavamin. You're Mekadesh to me with the Zika of Yavamin. Rebbe holds Yesh Zika, that there is a strong Zika bond between the Yavam and the Yavama, and once Chalitza is done, it's Paka the Zika, so that being Makadisha with Zika's Yavamin is no longer effective. But the Rabban hold Ain Zika. There is no significant Zika bond. Therefore, just as if he had told it before Chalitza that he was Makadisha with Zika's Yavamin, it would be effective, even though mentioning Zika is irrelevant, so too after Chalitza, it's effective. It's as if he was saying he was Makadisha with a mimer. So, the flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to be Mekadesh his Chalutza was Zika's Yavamin, which he had purchased with the money she gave him to fulfill the Tanai in the Chalitza. Which reminds us, Ravashi provides a fourth explanation of the Machloka saying, B'yesh Tanai b'Chalitza k'mulifigay. They disagree whether one can make a Tanai regarding Chalitza. Rashi brings the example of one who said he did the Chalitza on condition that the Yavam would give him 200 zuz later. According to Rebbe, ein Tanai l'Chalitza. One cannot make a Tanai with a Chalitza, and if she does not give him the money, the Chalitza is still effective and is Paka the Zika. Therefore, if he's Mekadosh with the Zika of Yavamim, the Kedushin is not effective. The Rabban hold Yesh Tanai l'Chalitza. One can make a Tanai with a Chalitza, and if she does not give him the money, the Chalitza does not work, and there's still a Zika. Therefore, he can be Mekadosh with the Zika of Yavamim. So, the flamboyant Yavam who got dressed in the robes of a Nigerian prince when he returned to be Mekadosh Chalutza was Zika's Yavamin, which he had purchased with the money she gave him to fulfill the Tanai in the Chalitza, wondered if he should have just done Yibum instead, which can even be done without any Kavana. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the sixth parak states, Habal Yabim to one who has relations with his Yavama, Bemba Shogeg, Bemba Mezi, Bemba Onis, Bemba Ratzon Alfil, Hu Shogeg, Vihi Mezida, and so on, Kanaval Ochilok Ben Bilabia. He has acquired the Yavama as his wife, and the Torah does not distinguish between one form of intimacy and another form of intimacy. And the law is the same for one who has relations with any of the rites of the Torah, or those disqualified from marriage, such as an almana to a Kohen Gadol. Alright, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldman Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.